Well, Ron, I went out and talked to Ron, and he has some things that he wants to talk about. He didn't really explain what it was. He just said he thinks it was in the framework of the law, but he's not sure, and some things are bothering him. So why don't you tell us? Don's got a cold tonight, and he can't hear, but he's been complaining about his ears, so if you can speak up.
This last weekend, I just take a call for the weekend. And I also did that on Wednesday. I backed my car over and I banked on Wednesday and got it towed away. I'm going to get a chase for that, I think. It was stuck in traffic, but, you know. I went to get help with the car. So there's no alcohol in the car or anything like that. And then on the weekend, I'm just going to start up the whole thing.
Asshole.
back in, it's smooth about every little thing. If you see, like, oh, this isn't square, that's not, you know, you forgot to blow that off and clean that off. Every day it's some fucking thing and he runs and snivels, you know. Every goddamn day he does. Some fucking thing. And you can't keep up with them all and get what those fucking assholes want you to get for them. Make them their certain little amount of money and keep up with this fucking asshole sniveling. I get so pissed off, you know, he comes in there and says these little remarks. I want to fuck that dude up. Every day I want to do it.
You know, your response to him is probably a measurement of your dedication to his cause.
I'd be nice to him. That's a disappointment. He doesn't even know I want to fucking kill him. He doesn't, yeah, probably knows about it. But shit, I don't know how long this fucking dude.
Well,
I mean, it's not just particularly that, it's just the whole fucking competitive chip. The whole lot of responsibility, a lot of responsibility are tied down with.
Well, Ron, how do you suppose you could get out of a competitive environment?
Sure, if I know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You want to make some bread, don't you?
I thought from the
you want to stay with his family, don't you?
Yeah.
How do you propose to do it without meeting those fuckers?
I mean, I know they're there, but I don't know. But you know what it's like? It's going to the races every motherfucking morning. I'm going to the races. I'm not going to work. I'm going to the races.
What do you think it would be like if you were black?
Same shit. A little worse. Because people,
a little?
People would be on you more.
A little? What? We had a case in here last tonight. What is that? Black. What would you do if you were black?
You got much more pissed off, I'm sure.
You wasn't doing good. Let's get
you wrapped up. I have to do what I'm doing, fucking put up with it. I'm putting up with it, but I don't like it.
I'm going to send you a
yeah, I know. I don't be like, that doesn't make it real good.
But no, man, because you have a problem with your job. Black, you have a problem when you go to a bookstore, when you go to a food store, when you walk down the street. All of them there, brother. Charlie wouldn't even have a job he had. If you were black, you'd be lucky if you wash dishes or sweep the floor.
To see a situation that we know is wrong. Obviously, the reaction of the principal person is going to be to get angry because when you see something that's wrong, you want to change it. So then you say to yourself, well, I want to change it. Then you ask yourself, what's the best way to change it? What's the most effective way to change it? Is blowing up in a situation, is that really going to change it?
No, but I don't see anything else changing either. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if you know that blowing up in a situation ain't making it, obviously keeping it cool is going to make it further. You got to keep, I mean, it's just, man, that's what we all do. We just constantly evaluate everything that happens on the basis of what we are trying to do. You know, and like, sure, yeah, we could all go out and blow it, we could all go out and any black person could just, you know, say, fuck it, at any moment. But what's that going to do? Sure, it'd be nice. It'd be a nice way to relieve our own pressure. But in the long run, it's going to create more pressure for others and for ourselves. And so we just have to you know, fix hold of our sights onto that reason, because it's that sort of logic and that sort of, you know, thinking that's going to bring us through and take us through. You said, what's your schedule like as far as work or whatnot? Are you in publication still?
Nope.
You said one time before, you felt the best thing for you was to stay busy.
We got another one.
that could be a sign. Not a problem, but I mean, like the fact that, I mean, are you as busy as you should be there? You should be yourself in control. Do you know what is needed? Is it possible? Because you know what? That sort of a situation, that sort of a solution is not, you know, just a solution. You know, I use that for myself, you know, I think we all do. It helps you by keeping busy. You know, you're going forward somehow. What's your living situation like now? Where are you living?
I'm living in the
club. Hello? Yeah. A little out of the community, I suppose.
Is that behind Burger's house?
No.
Oh, you didn't take that one?
Well, you did you ever have somebody else living with you?
Have I ever?
No.
Yeah, I've been through all kinds of things.
I mean, like, where you are now?
Oh, no.
Since you've been out of the community?
No, I lived with Durbin and Bob and Wayne and Bruce.
You've been living alone with them?
I wonder what you have in mind.
Do you have someone in mind? I get the feeling, Ron, from you, maybe wrong, but you don't like what you're doing to yourself, and what you're evidently, in some ways, what you're doing to your family, too. Maybe to follow up a little bit what Don was saying, maybe you have made an adequate commitment in some area. Maybe you should make a deeper and more abiding commitment.
Didn't we discuss you trying to get off that door when you were before?
Yep.
Did you go see Joyce, the one of the nurses? Someone in here suggested that, I think it was a thing, wasn't it? That Joyce had something to take instead of that to ease it off, and,
Darvon had withdrawal symptoms? Huh?
Yeah.
How much he take?
Maybe 3 more days, maybe 1 week. I prescribed for 3 a day, but I had 2.
Does it slow you down or something?
Or
speed you, it slows you down?
Yeah.
So it's bound to have some repercussions, you know, in your job. You have to force yourself to move around.
Yeah, I have to watch your head. We got them stuff.
And your eyes look like you're almost out of it, you know.
But shit, man, on the days when I don't take it, I'm still fucking...
Hyper? Or what?
Yeah. I mean, just going. I can work with it. I mean, just like that. Everything's perfect. Everything's perfect.
Well, what can counsel do to help you?
You don't do that when it's too hard to explain, man. You don't do that when it's hard.
Well, I'm asking a good question. What can we do? Why do you, you keep doing these kind of things and coming to counsel and trying to have a confession?
There you go. I can do it.
All right. So what, what do you want from counsel? How can we help you?
Against you. And I know one thing, you know, if I'm out of here, I'm good. And I know especially for somebody that, you know, has to own, take drugs or other things, you know,
how do you mean that you're out of here, you're good?
You know, but, it wouldn't be too long before I could.
You mean already caught up in drugs and things?
Yeah.
In the outside world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I was always trying to do it out there anyway, or being myself on Mac all the time. Once a week, I probably do it. I never really knew it. I just figured if I turn it back on this, I'd buy blunt, you know. So I can finish it off, we'll have to live with it. Get down enough, otherwise you just, you know, being in there and fucking off, you know. So.
Do you feel the cause is worth it all, trying to get off that and really get down to business with it, since everything is almost to the point where, you know, there's just going to be anything that takes place wouldn't be a surprise? Does the work and the cause really mean anything to you? To where you could look at yourself and say, I've got a responsibility.
If I do something that I see some sort of a result, but I just, I don't know, I mean, like running the old fucking Clinton Press, running the damn thing, and you get down to the meeting that weekend and find out all the stuff that runs in the box after the meeting. Fuck it. I feel like I'm going to dump it. Over and over. It happened since last time I was in counseling. I went and I printed those goddamn things and I found them right down in San Francisco the following weekend. I went down printed flyers for San Francisco and I found them. Down there about after the meeting, Sunday, to get ready to go to the bus. I said, Jesus Christ, there's no way we need to know. I told Chris Rosenko and I told Deanna. Well, we don't make those no more.
Because
they get up and up. Never work. No.
What happened?
They
put them
off? Yeah. They passed out the wrong ones. But, you know, it's consistently that happened. You know, Chris said that he just couldn't get the right crew together now that we didn't have our old regular old church there, you know, where people would stay or, you know, knew where people were at or same thing happened every week. So they couldn't get them out. When I got on the bus, we had two different kinds. We passed out the wrong ones and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there it was. And for various reasons, it was only. And, so now they don't make those anymore. But, geez, it seems like almost everything I've done down there has ended up that way. There's no result from what I'm doing, you know.
There's no satisfaction.
But then I say, well, shit, you didn't go down there. Fuck off. You're going to have me take care of
business. See, Jim pours his heart out and he talks for hours and hours and he heals the people. and they walk out and never come back. So he could say, well, fuck it, you know. I'm working my ass off, and these people don't give a shit, and things don't go like I want. Here I've got plans set up, and I tell the people how to do them, and it's not carried out. So fuck it. But he just keeps bugging along, you know. He says, I'm going to do it. So can't we get on the ball and do our part, regardless of whether it's just going to work for 8 hours and contributing whatever we can? Every little bit is such a great part, you know, of the work.
Just relieves him, you know, that much more.
Well, you take that pain from him, probably he's got more reasons to say fuck it than anybody on the planet.
Yeah.
We need to
use his example as something to bring us back into perspective. We don't need to use him we're not trying to bring him into this in the church right now to say that we fall short. I mean, which we do, but that's not the point.
No.
The point is, his example is a way of us, is a way which we can use to put our own lives in a perspective that's meaningful and productive, that gives us a chance to hang in there. Because what it boils down to, to me at least, it seems like a matter of perspective. I know I have to do it all the time. But when you get to a point, you spend all your time, cleaning flowers or whatever you're cleaning, and you sit in there with you, it's just a frustration. How many people does he work with on just one agent? How many people does he reach out to in many ways? And that's an investment. That's an investment of his time. And then he turns around and sees it just like that. Where's his investment? It's still just sitting there somewhere. They've gone off and left it.
You've gone off the one themselves.
Or they just don't take up on the investment, you know? They don't take up on his time investment. And how much does he see that would give the same or equal amount of frustration? So the point is, there is a way to deal with that frustration and go on. I mean, it's sort of like the Simon Garfunkel song, not blowing the wind, but the grass is going to bend, not break. I don't know, it's like when you take two blades of grass, when it rains, they bend and they bend, and the more water they bend and they bend, they don't even break, they just keep bending. And we always, I mean, I have a chance to think I'm at a real breaking point. There is no breaking point. It's just a matter of willingness to bend or not. And if he can do that much, well, at least we can just try. And so when we get caught up in our own pain, in our own suffering, we know that seems big to us, and to us it is big. But we need to know that there is more suffering, and the suffering we do have is not as intense as it could be. So rather than something to be sorrowful for, we can focus on it the other way. We should be thankful that we don't have more to be. We could have more. It could be worse.
That doesn't come through. I mean,
well, it's like, you know, a cup of coffee half full. Is it half full or is it half empty? And there's people that consistently look on it as half empty. But you got to focus on the fact that it's still half full. Look at what's there, not what's gone. Focus on the part that's a positive part. You got to focus. You know, like your mind is, you know,
particular thing I'm rebelling against. There's got to be some fucking particular thing.
How can you best do that? And that is logically place all your resources.
I don't trust the shit like, you know, you put me up front of Pete Davis with a fucking machine gun or whatever, top secretary. And, you know, and I've been here for 3 fucking years, you put me out there in front of this prick, he's behind me because now everybody shoots in this woman, no.
That was a better one.
you're hung up on the shirt times, and most of the people here, you know, I can understand the frustration.
But
if you're concentrating on saying that, like, nobody here or people here notice the look betters, they don't really look behind the scenes to see the work harders.
Not every consideration and workmen.
And you're saying there's inequality.
I'm saying that that doesn't work out right in my book.
You're saying there's inequality, right?
You're saying.
Okay, fuck it, I'm saying. Okay, all right, now if there's inequality, you said it. Well, then what you're doing is you're implying whole lot of things, and you're refusing to make any commitment. Okay, I'm making a statement. All right, people look good, they want consideration, and the people work good. All right, now do you feel, with that, now if you're aware of that, do you see yourself as having any role in helping to change that? Yes or no? Why not? Because where you're coming from is a nice stand aside and criticize, take no responsibility. You fuckers prove yourself to me, and then maybe I'll...
I was stand aside before. I was riding in the fucking...
No, wait a minute. I'm talking about keeping things straight. I'm talking about... If the look-gooders are getting all the credit, and they shouldn't be, you know, like, who is the one that's going to be pointing it out?
Yeah.
To change it. It's easy to sit back and say, things aren't going right. You know, you got to figure it out. When you figure it out, and they said, right, well, then I'll be happy to...
So you say like I've been doing that all the time,
but it's not so. I'm not saying you've been doing
quiet because it's not so.
I'm not saying you haven't been doing it. I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from. Where are you?
I'm sorry, I'm coming from a position that I can't even get the fucking shit straightened out. That's where I'm coming from.
Well, it can be straightened out, but we got to work together.
Yes. What in the hell, man? I've been here 3 fucking years.
Well, then that is, there's no hope.
Classic one.
If there's no hope, then what are you supposed to do? You don't know. But you demand them, then you give them a solution.
No, we're not demanding them, master.
We're trying to tell you, you're part of the solution.
So you and I know. Just keep on going.
Well, what else is there to do, man? Keep on going, that's right. What else is there to do?
I'm going to make anything wrong. I just keep on going. We're just going to keep on going for keep on going sake. So what the fuck?
Well, if we stop, we're not going anywhere, are we?
Yeah, but if we're going, we're trying to go somewhere, not going anywhere. Okay.
Well,
I think
we're really going to get through
this. I do, yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Now, we're supposed to work, we're supposed to get together. Supposedly, I mean, this is what I've always understood. I'm supposed to be the workers.
Not the workers.
Most of the workers are supposed to get together. Make decisions. I'm supposed to be together. God damn it, man.
Certainly not smelling. Right. Which is that he's the only person that ultimately, his opinion is the only person that has any value. His valuation of people is the only one that has any merit.
Right. Get in a certain little guards, in a certain little guards that are around you. Motherfucker works his ass off. You get some stupid cocksucker to stick out in the fucking front.
Down to that because if he is aware of things as he's supposed to be and there is inequality and he doesn't set it straight, then it's his fault. That's what it boils down to.
I guess that's what it boils down to. I don't know if you're that way, it's like that. Because I've got a lot of fucking alcohol. I'm not kidding.
It all comes
back to you. Now, that's what it is. Let's get down.
You want to get it out of
you? Get mad at one, but let's get to this problem.
That's not
it. It's just you, you're every step of the way. You're
fighting. I think it's fucking good to get it.
Well, who says you're not?
God damn it.
Who says you're not?
I'm never, you know,
come on. Shit, man. Who says you're not? You're the one that's got the... whatever.
The people who get their name mentioned the most are the ones that need it the most.
Yeah,
I
know.
If you even
yeah, if you get run by a car, you're doing better than if you didn't get run by a car. That's what it sounds like.
You feel like you're not
special. It doesn't
sound sense to you. It don't fucking sound like
sense
to me.
You feel like you're
not
recognized. It would seem that Jim is better than you. This is what I mean. I'm just a dynamic.
Dedication. I'm full of shit.
It's not dedication. That's stupid.
I'm not sure that anyone is really setting it up. Maybe bad judgment.
Well, I'm okay.
Maybe bad judgment. Maybe bad judgment.
What is dedication?
Maybe you're not.
What? You have this much problem with it. Yeah, I think you're right, because I had to do a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. I wanted to put out first in that kind of situation, and I don't think it's fair to me. I don't think it's fair to do to anybody else either.
So it all boils down to you want it done. Okay.
No, I don't want to be put out there.
You don't want to
be in that kind of position.
Where do you want to
I'm put? Saying, if you're going to put me out there, where something might happen, let me be prepared. If you do not, then you spend doing that.
What do
you
want
to
do?
If I have to be in that position, I do. Walk around security, fine. I don't need that bullshit.
What other positions are you in?
Just regular security. You know, your regular shifts at night or anything. I mean, if there's going to be a problem that day, it's going to have to step out and something like that. People shouldn't ask other people. They shouldn't ask people without arms to go stand out in the front right now.
Has anyone shot at you then?
Huh?
Has anyone shot at you out there?
Well, there were shootings that night.
Just shot you?
There were shootings. I felt sort of nervous about it.
Well, that night, when you had a gun, was it the first time you had a gun?
Oh, when
you first showed up with a gun.
Change things. I've tried, and I can't get through.
Well,
talking about it.
So I'm saying, sure, you feel like that's the way the system works, and that's why it's
made by the system.
Yeah, that's how it's going to continue to work or something.
Not that way. We're laboring under trying to establish something that's not that way. And we need all the help we can get. People that have insights, people that see things that need to be changed, have to speak up. Just trying to change the system in this country. And he's spoken up his whole life. And look what it's gotten him. A bunch of piss asses hanging on to him. Which is what we all are. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what it's gotten him. Again, put it in perspective. You sit and gripe about how we're not getting anywhere. Where the hell has it gotten him? What have we gotten him? What has he done to deserve us?
I mentioned the situation of the counselor. He didn't do anything about it.
Or is that the point of tests?
I'm just saying. Let's test. Fuck it. I'm just saying. Are you going to do anything about it?
Okay, now. What do you want us to do about it?
What do you think you should do as a counselor? I'm not going to direct you. I think you should...
You're going to set aside an email.
I think you should set up some kind of system for clearing these kind of things.
They're in court kind of things.
Kind of bombs, who's on security, who's in the front, who's in the back.
There is a system, sir.
Is that it? The one I've been involved in?
No.
Good.
Nobody spoke up about him having a gun. Nobody spoke up about him having a gun. That's one reason why he had it for a while. Nobody spoke up. That's one reason why. It wasn't clear. Nobody spoke up. What do you think about that? Why aren't you part of the system? Why can't you be
there? Doesn't seem to be. I don't seem to be able to affect a change in it, and it don't work right.
You could have that night. You've spoken up.
I don't. What I'm saying is, I've spoken up many times, and nothing happened. I'm getting to feel that speaking up ain't worth shit.
You feel that way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we have laid down the paper here, like everything that you're dissatisfied with, and we're all thinking it's falling, and everyone's falling short. Now, you have asked us, are we going to straighten out things? I want to ask you, are you willing also straighten yourself up? If we try to straighten up situations that you've told us about, are you willing to do your part with your staff and get off the dog barn and become involved? It seems to me more or less like you're giving us an alternative. I'm going to step back, and I'm tired of putting my time in and wasting my time because I'm not noticed. I don't get the praise that I deserve. Fuckers are up front that do not deserve to be there. I should be up front. If you will straighten some things up, then I'm going to straighten myself up. Did I get it all wrong? That's what I did.
Well, can you close down?
Yeah. You know, there's a problem here, though. Because when you say someone's getting credit for something, like Steve, for example, he got credit for nothing.
No, I didn't,
where do you think Teddy has gotten, where do you think that Teddy has gotten something that you want?
He's getting closer to Jim all the time.
Well, almost. You mean that he is physically around Jim, or do you mean that he's closer in Jim's heart?
Or whatever. I doubt it's in his heart. But
I think much more than that.
Yeah. So he knows.
And he might not. He might not.